American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and the call-in line, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, which is where we're emanating from in Washington, D.C., 215-867-8255 is the call-in number, and we will be doing the phones in the second and third hour. So stand by. We've got a lot of news going on. A bevy of news and information coming your way by Red State Talk Radio. You know, it's interesting that, and I suggest that you tell all your friends you want real radio. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio. Get the app. Get on board. If you have a terrestrial station out there that's picking up some of our shows and so on, that we give away our shows for free to all of you affiliates out there. So please, if you want the show, just let us know. You got it for free. This show or other shows. That's the way we operate because we are spreading the wealth. Of course, it's kind of interesting the way that information's flowing these days, though, isn't it? Yeah, the information super channels kind of deceiving us a little bit. But that's another story. We'll get into that at some point in time. But the great deceptions are moving forward. We've still got, you know, everybody thinking that they've got to go to the old COVID virus thing. So you got to have a mask. You got to have, you know, you got to have spacing. Make sure you bring your tape measure, right? Wrong. Well, you know, if you're in California, there's one class of people, and then there's many other classes of people. So if you are in the gaming industry, you're wide open. But if you're a mom and pop, you know, cafe or restaurant, oh, no, you can't be open. You've got to have spacing still. You can't be totally open. But if you're a casino, you're open. Yeah. No one wants to talk about that, but you know, I don't mind talking about why do we have that. It's because of the governor that we have. He is a dictator. Boy, are we going to talk about the dictator on board by the name. You got it, Gavin Newsom. It's a big story. This, I think, portends the future of blue states as opposed to what's going on in New California state. And now you start to see the rise of New California. Mm-hmm. And if you have not heard, of course, I think we played it. We might play it again. Steve Bannon came out and declared independence for the new China State Federation. Yeah, and he did that on the 4th. So that was he did it on the night of the 3rd. We got it on the 4th. And I think we played it on the 4th last week. Boy, has this thing taken off. Now, I didn't realize. I realized what he did. He went out in the middle of New York Harbor, and behind him he had on the boat, he had the Statue of Liberty, and he was filming a grievance. And this, I was shocked. I said, this guy looks like he's reading a grievance. I first saw it and had no sound. That was my studio problem. I just didn't have the sound turned up. And so it's playing and I'm going, give me the sound. So I turn it up and I realized this guy's reading a grievance like we do in New California. And I said, whoa, I got to go back. So I caught the first 30, 40 seconds of it. And I said, shocking. He's reading a Declaration of Independence. And then I said, man, where's he getting all that verbiage from? And then I realized this is all New California stuff. And I said, wow. Not only do we have a new Illinois, not only do we have a new Nevada and a new California, do we have a new China? It looks like it. He goes on and reads. I think the document's about 23 pages long, but it is their Declaration of Independence. 1.33, and I think that India claims 1.35 or something like that, billion people. I mean, you know, just give or take a few, people, right? But one of certainly the largest populated place on the planet is seeking independence. And Bannon and a Chinese man, individual, is helping him out, as are a lot of other people like the Hong Kongers. Never heard that term before, the Hong Kongers, but they are the Hong Kongers. And boy, is there all kinds of stuff going on. He declared independence on the 31st anniversary of Tiananmen Square, which was June 4th. So that just set everything off. I'm like going, whoa, wait a minute, this is just too good. And of course it is. So New California is taking the lead here, taking the lead for freedom, independence, and liberty. At a time in which the rise of the dictator is absolutely here. It's pretty stunning stuff. It's real stunning stuff. And I just can't tell you how pleased I am to know that this is going on. And to know that we have an opportunity to play a big part in the world. It's stunning revelation. Anyway, we've got all kinds of good stuff coming up here for you. In terms of understanding what is going on in the world today, and of course the riots that happened over the weekend, they're saying there's going to be about a million people in Washington D.C. I don't think they got to a million people. I don't even think they got close actually to a million people, but it was a very contentious time, obviously, and the last minute. Things that were going on for protecting the White House by the president were pretty phenomenal, which they, of course, they did not breach the grounds of the White House. And I dare tell you, if you were a rioter and you thought about breaking the fence down and thought about for 1 second running across the lawn at the White House as a protester, thinking you're going to take that White House and destroy it, you wouldn't be alive today if that was the case. That's a fact. Lethal doses of many types of munitions would come your way. And from beneath. Yeah, you see, that's just it. There's just no way you're going to breach the White House. That's a fact. And, of course, everybody knew that. Everybody knew that. Except maybe you, the fools that were out there trying to do that. See, the White House is very heavily protected, clearly. It goes without saying. You know, you want to protect the president? Hello. And we will. We absolutely will. None of this business going on where we have people that are trying to kill the president, assassinate the president, overrun the offices. No, the office of the presidency, the White House, all those offices, not going to happen, folks. Just not going to happen. And, of course, it didn't happen. So we're very pleased to say everything's copacetic, everything's good in the hood. There's no way that we've got the sort of the things that they want. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the death of a sheriff, an ambush killing of a sheriff in California, in Santa Cruz, California. It was clearly an ambush. And, you know, we're going to sit here and say, we told you so, that you would see these types of riots. You would see this type of disruption. You'd see all the things that go along with it. And we're going to talk about the drama of these rallies, of these protests, and of these riots that they've got going on. But, you know, the next step would be assassinations. Is this the first of many assassinations that's going to occur around the nation? I don't know, but we'll see. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. We're going to be talking about Gavin Newsom and his bid for becoming ultimate dictator, and now all of a sudden people are in California waking up. And some people are waking up, not everybody. Most people, like I hang around with, of course, the New California group, we get it. We totally get it. And we're ringing every bell we can to get all this stuff going on, everything. So the true Republicans of the deep staters, we're all calling out. By the way, it just cracks me up. Are not endorsing Trump for the presidency. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? Now, let's, I'll tell you, one of the great things about Red State Talk Radio and what in our genre here on Agenda 21 Radio and Scott Adams and all the other programming that we have at Red State Talk Radio, we just have nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Years ago, I mean, years ago now. We've been, I can't tell you, I mean, it feels like, it feels like a real job, excuse me, job, and I'm losing my voice over it, if you know what I mean. But it is absolutely amazing to see this whole transition, as time has gone on from all of our so-called conspiracy theories from way back in 2010 to now, 10 years later, almost 11 years later, of us talking about all this stuff. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing what we've seen. But you know what? Call us conspiracy theorists, but our theories have panned out to be correct, haven't they? Every single one of them. And we were warning you about folks like Colin Powell. We were warning you about folks like the Bush family. We were warning you about folks like some of your generals. It's the military-industrial complex, right? Heck, we didn't have to warn you. Eisenhower was warning you. Reagan was warning you. John Kennedy was warning you. And now all of a sudden we have the rise of the industrial complex, the military-industrial complex, and Mattis pushing back against our president. The word coup d'etat more than ever was circulating around last week. That because you had Espers, a non-elected bureaucrat who's a defense secretary, basically told the elected president of the United States, the civilian elected president of the United States, to shove it. Well, he told me, we're not going to do the Insurrection Act. I just don't think that's the right thing. Who the hell is he? Now, we warned you about this, and we talked about it. I said, oh, wait a minute. Maybe Esther's got something else going on, and maybe they've worked something out. Well, they haven't worked something out. But never, never underestimate a rope salesman. And that's my warning to Esper. And that's my warning to Mattis and all these other clowns that are part of the military-industrial complex. Now, Colin Powell, hello? Hello? Mr. Let's have a war every 2 seconds all the time. We must have wars, perpetual wars. You see, the thing about Clinton was we had to have perpetual wars. It actually started with George Bush Sr., didn't it? Iraq. Yeah. And that just kicked off a whole string of perpetual wars. And who was a big player in that? One of the heroes of the Kuwaiti-Iraq war. Colin Powell. Big hero. And, of course, does it surprise you that Colin Powell would not endorse Donald Trump because Donald Trump is not a warmonger? Because Donald Trump was actually, after 20 years, shutting down the wars. Does that surprise you that he would not support Donald Trump? That's almost laughable. I heard it on Fox News, and they're playing it up on Fox News. Oh, this Republican. Listen, he's not a Republican. He's a warmonger. He's a WM warmonger. He wants wars. He thinks it's healthy, obviously. He's never voted. I don't think he's voted for a Republican for a long time. And he certainly did not vote for Donald Trump the last time. He made that very clear. So why is that big news that all these people are abandoning Donald Trump? Is that an abandonment of Donald Trump? Hell no. That's a good sign. That's, to me, that's a positive thing. But, you know, Fox News and others are spinning it. There was some big tragedy. Oh, my God. Not a big deal at all. And then there's Mitt Romney. Is it a surprise to you that Mitt Romney is not? And, of course, this comes on the heels of Mattis and the Marine Corps general. I'm not going to say his name. Look at his picture right now. I'm not going to say his name. I'm a Marine Corps brat. My dad was a Marine. My father-in-law were Marines. He's a disgrace to the uniform. Calling out the president. Of course, the president fired them all, which is the right thing to do. Mad Dog Mattis, he was a mad dog. He wanted war all the time. These people always wanted war because they answer to the military-industrial complex. They all do. And Mitt Romney, boy, does Mitt Romney have a lot to hide, and boy, does Mitt Romney not want Donald J. Trump to be the president because he's got a lot to hide. Shall we talk about Mexico, Mitt? Shall we talk about trafficking, Mitt? Huh? We can just start knocking on the door on Mitt Romney. Did I say traffic? Oh, yeah. So Mitt doesn't want to have any of that discussed. No. So do you think he might be fitting in right with people like John Brennan and Comey and that group? Of course. He's on the other team, guys. So, boy, he is not going to vote for Trump. Of course he's not. And good riddance. But what's happening, though? We're starting to see these Republicans jump over to the other side, to jump over to the globalist, to jump over to the UN Agenda 21 and 2030 people. That's what they're doing. And they're making it very clear. And one of the big parts of what they wanted to do was have constant war. Constant war. And what did Donald Trump do? He stopped it. He's made it very clear about this. Made it very clear. But there's one swamp to be drained yet. And that is, of course, the Pentagon. And that's where Esper's comes in. So we hear stories, most of it disinformation, over the course of last week about a coup d'etat. The coup d'etat is going to be happening in the Pentagon. I think it was much ado about nothing. But what it did do, here comes the rope salesman. What it did do is identify to the president, his people, who's going to stand with this president and who's not. And I love what he did. When you have Esper's making all these different commands and not allowing the 82nd Airborne to come in to protect people, because it's just not good, right? We don't want the Insurrection Act to follow. So he backs off the 82nd Airborne. But in the meantime, they're rioting, shocking, all throughout Washington. Almost burned down a church, St. John's Church. Are you kidding me? And then there's the big threat that there's going to be a million people, and those million people have it in their heart to overrun the White House. Yet, oh no, we can't have any troops to protect the president. But at the last minute, the president fixed the problem. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the desire, anyway, for the rioters, identified as Antifa, a terrorist organization. And, of course, they're aligned brothers, Black Lives Matter. It's kind of interesting, the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't think, in watching demonstrators, actually close up and personal, and seeing them out there, I don't see too much of a difference between Black Lives Matter and Antifa. In fact, one of the demonstrations I was actually seeing, they had intermingled Antifa and Black Lives Matter protest signs, and they were the same group of people, same kids. So, you know, and what we're dealing with the cast of characters here is the rioters, the so-called rioters, is an interesting case. I think it's a lot of kids, and it's a lot of white people. Not only is it kids, I'm talking about your teenagers, and of course, it doesn't make a lot of sense. They've been out of school. And what else do you do with an idle mind? Well, you train it to be a good communist, right? You offer classes and coursework. You can take these things online, really, how to be a rioter. Unbelievable. No, it's not unbelievable in this day and age. Of course not. You know, so they get it out there, they broadcast it, and then they get you hooked up with people, you get additional training. We're doing an investigation on all this right now, on this whole training process for the rioters. And again, it's this clearly fits in, guys. It clearly fits in with the fact that what you have here is a pre-planned event. All this is planned. The COVID virus, we're starting to find out all the details about that, how shaky it was. Of course, we called it out. Within a day, we called it out, that it was nothing more than a hoax. And we still have people today running around with a mask on. Of course, this is a divide and conquer technique. COVID virus, oh my God. And of course, your extremist counties and states and so on are following right along with it. Then there's mask shaming. And there's 6-foot distance shaming. I was standing somebody in the post office the other day, real close. And they turned around and they looked at me with their mask on. Now, nobody else, by the way, in my community, we're kind of done with a mask, except some of your hanger-oners, you know, the big box, by the way, big box, you have to have your mask on. But the little box, no. Same company. No, you cretins, you don't need a mask. I mean, it's just absolute class splitting is what it is. You know, we're high class, so we have to have our mask. You lowlifes down there, you don't get to. Of course, I'm talking about Sam's Club versus Walmart. In Sam's Club, a strict rule, you got to have this, got to have this. You got a 6-foot distance, you got to have to be in the line. Mm-hmm. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Mm-hmm. Talk about a circus, right? But if you want to go to Walmart, you are a Walmartian. You no need for a mask for you. Do you ever remember the War of the Worlds? Maybe you don't. Tom Cruise was in the last one. I think it was Tom Cruise, wasn't it? Anyway, it's a great movie. I love the War of the Worlds, by the way. And talk about a hoax. Talk about a hoax. The real hoax, the original hoax, was War of the Worlds. And right now we're living in a hoax, and everybody's buying it. So the first time, and I meant to talk about this, sort of to give you a lecture about all this stuff. I'm writing it down, War of the Worlds. And this was actually the very first, was it Orson Welles? Is that who it was? This was the very first hoax, I think, ever perpetrated on anybody, was War of the Worlds. And it was interesting because War of the Worlds, I'm going to Google it right now and bring it up so it gets you the dates and so on. We'll do this real quick. War of the Worlds. It was in, it was a radio show. And by the way, I see the day when radio is going to be the dominant theme of communications now, more so than even television, because television is so chopped up now. Everybody's doing YouTubes and stuff. And by the way, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. But War of the Worlds as a radio show was a classic. And of course, this was something, see if we can get this. War of the Worlds is a science fiction novel by H.G. Wells, right? First serialized in 1897 by Pearson Magazine. Okay, so the movie came out. Oh, here we go. It was most memorably dramatized in a 1938 radio program that allegedly caused public panic among listeners who did not know the Martian invasion was fiction. That's a fact. The novel has even influenced the work of scientists, notably Robert Goddard, who, inspired by the book, invented both the liquid-fueled rocket and multi-stage rocket, which resulted in the Apollo 11 moon landing 71 years later. So this whole thing, the 1938 program, I think I've got some of it here. An episode of American radio drama anthology series, The Mercury Theater on the Air. See, we didn't have television back in 1930. Well, we had television. There was television. Hitler was the first one to dramatize it in 1936 Olympics. Hello? Don't you think he was thinking globally and acting locally? Hello? 1936 Olympics with Jesse Owens? Shocking. Shocking. The Berlin Stadium is just a beautiful stadium. It's still there today. It was not obliterated during the Second World War in Berlin because the bombers flying over Berlin used the stadium as a navigation point. It's shocking. That's kept it intact. Beautiful edifice, but it's so Hitlerian, it's not even funny. It is. Boy, you walk in there, you get the funny taste of Hitler in your mouth. And it smells a little bit like Hitler. Kind of like some of our people that are masking up and insisting on being 6 feet apart from one another. Yeah, that group. So we had the Mercury Theater on the air, directed and narrated by actor and future filmmaker Orson Welles. Orson Welles. As an adaptation of H.G. Wells' novel, The War of the Worlds of 1898, it was performed and broadcast live as a Halloween episode at 8 p.m. on Sunday, October 30th, over the Columbia Broadcasting Radio Network. The episode became famous for allegedly causing panic amongst its listening audience, though the scale of that panic is disputed as the program had relatively few listeners. Well, my understanding was pretty panicky because I remember my parents talking about it. They remembered it very well. Of course, you had here was part of the problem. You had the War of the Worlds being broadcast in a radio thing, and the only place where you would get entertainment was the radio. You didn't have TVs in the general population. Dang! Those commercials, they just keep on coming. MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and agenda is the key word. And Ram Solar, 866-676-5276. You know, when they turn off your power, you want to have power back. Ram Solar. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Welles. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radios.
The next 24 hours, not much change in temperature. A slight atmospheric disturbance of undetermined origin is reported over Nova Scotia, causing a low-pressure area to move down rather rapidly over the northeastern states, bringing a forecast of rain accompanied by winds of light gale force. Maximum temperature 66, minimum 48. This weather report comes to you from the Government Weather Bureau. We take you now to the Meridian Room in the Hotel Park Plaza in downtown New York, where you will be entertained by the music of Raymond Raquello and his orchestra. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the Meridian Room in the Park Plaza Hotel in New York City, we bring you the music of Raymond Raquello and his orchestra. With a touch of the Spanish, Raymond Raquello leads off with La Campanita.
Well, you know, you get your ideas about world domination from H.G. Wells, huh? War of the Worlds, you know, the original book, War of the Worlds. 1898. Isn't that interesting? They were thinking about world domination over 100 years ago, huh? In this context. And then they come up with War of the Worlds as a radio program, which ultimately became the world's first global hoax. And it was a hoax. I can remember when I found out about this panic, and we were watching, I think, the movie that came out about this, which is even a bigger, two of them. The last, most recent one, about 10, 15 years ago, with, I think it was Tom Cruise, maybe. I don't know, I can't remember. Anyway, but it was, both of them, I thought, were very good movies, and very realistic. So they made the movie, the second one, they made the first movie right after World War II, so we had nuclear weapons. So they talked about, you know, Southern California and California and the United States being attacked, and then, of course, the whole global situation, all countries being attacked by these, you know, globalists. I call them globalists today. It's a metaphor, of course. Who want to take over and destroy our country. That's what these globalists today want to do. But this was the hoax, the first hoax. Now we've got this hoax, the COVID virus, right? The scientists, the intellectual elites have brought us this COVID virus. And, of course, it is a hoax. The whole thing's been a hoax. Now, listen, I know I'm going to say the traditional stuff. I had the COVID virus. I know that. I was very sick. I recovered. Most people do. Large percentage of people, over 90-some percent, do recover and, you know, make it. Now, if you're elderly and you have predispositions, guess what? You might not make it. And with the flu, it's the same way. Hello, we've been living with the flu for a long time, and yes, there are die-offs during flu season. The die-offs of population. But to hoax an entire population, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to Stephen Moore this morning on the Scott Adams show, and he was talking about how, you know, everybody took the bait on this whole thing, and they're finding out there's nothing there. We've destroyed the economy, pretty much. And, of course, our way of life, well, the ramifications of this are going to start to come out and manifest themselves big time throughout our whole country. But it is a hoax, nonetheless. You see, people figured out we could hoax the whole world, right? Why not? The big thing, the big story is here, they hoaxed the whole world. Just like Orson Welles did in the Mercury Theater on the air. On October 30th, Halloween, on All Hallows' Eve in 1938. Yes, 1938. Just before, well, as World War II was ramping up. Anyway, stay with us. It's World War III here. Yes.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back to all you hoaxers out there. For all you hoaxers. You know, when you take a look at the media and how this whole thing has been handled with the media, you see it quite clearly, the hoaxing that's gone on. And, of course, if you're a conspiracy theorist who practices examining conspiracy facts and developing the theories into facts, as we've been so good at here on Agenda 21 Radio and Red State Talk Radio, guess what? This is a no-brainer to see this one coming. I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer. But, you know, people just don't necessarily think that. But it's very, very true. It's very, very true. We come back, we're going to talk a lot more about the riots. We're also going to talk about the sheriff that was killed in Northern California, or Central Northern California, the Bay Area, Santa Cruz. We're going to talk about him. And, of course, the guy who did the assassination. It was an assassination. Clearly, it was an ambush. It was an ambush setup, which has a lot of people wondering. The killer is an active duty Air Force individual from Travis Air Force Base, which I find interesting, because in the brig at Travis Air Force Base, at Air Force Base, sits a guy by the name of Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes, who was a captain in the Air Force, and he was just recently arrested for desertion. He deserted in 1986 from the Air Force. His specialty, from Sandia Labs in New Mexico. Now, this is very worldish. This is very War of the Worldish. His big claim to fame was, and what he did, was he was a specialist on how to destroy missiles, as if they were going up and they got in trouble and you press the button, and you self-destruct the missile so it doesn't become a danger, right? That was his specialty, and he deserted. And, of course, what is he being looked at as a deserter? Oh, I'm sorry. Where was he found? He was found as the chief economist and budget coordinator for Janet Napolitano from the UC system in California, University of California. She's president, of course. Shocking. Janet Napolitano, yeah, the one who brought you Common Core. The one who brought you, of course, what did she do when she was working for Obama? And then she jumped into, well, one of the biggest prizes of the progressives, being president of the UC system. This guy's in the brig, Howard Hughes. And they think he detonated the Challenger. And now we have the assassin coming from Travis Air Force Base. I don't know, is that a dot to connect? Just you conspiracy theorists think about it. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.